Braisa says, or Shimon says, regarding a pile of produce that had presumably been piled for storage and therefore it's muksa. So if you started taking from that pile before Shabbos, you're allowed to take from it on Shabbos as well. If not, you're not allowed to. Rav Acha says, you're allowed to take from the pile on Shabbos in either case. In fact, the Gemara, if Shimon doesn't hold a muksa, how could he say that? So Gemara, Rav Acha is the one who said it's osur, if Shimon would be the one who would say it's mutter. How big does the pile have to be that you would consider it as if it was set aside for storage? Gemara says it's a lesech. Mar, yes, when the Mishnah says you let him move 4 or 5 boxes to make room, does the Mishnah mean that we're limiting it to that amount of boxes because the Chum didn't want you making more than 5 trips schlepping stuff back and forth on Shabbos? Or is it limited to a quantity of stuff that can fit into 4 or 5 boxes, but you can do it as many trips as you want? Mar says, there's one Braisa that says you let him move 4 or 5 boxes of jugs of oil or wine. Another Braisa says you let him move 10 or 15, which presumably means you can move 10 or 15 boxes. Maybe we could say that that's the machloikis between the Braisas, actually our question. The first Braisa says you're not allowed to make more than 5 trips. The second Braisa says you're not allowed to make as many trips as you want, as long as the quantity is not more than that. The Gemara says, no, it could be that really both Braisas say you're not allowed to make more than 5 trips. The first Braisa is talking about where you're moving large jugs that fit only one per box. That's why you only let it take out 5 jugs. Second Braisa was discussing smaller jugs, which you can put 2 or 3 in a box, and that's why you can take out 10 or 15 jugs in the 5 boxes. When the Braisa says 10 or 15, it's referring to the jugs, not to the boxes. Mario has a question, is the 5 box limit, is that a hard maximum, or does that maximum increase if there's a bigger need? Many more guests, many more Talmidim. And question number 2 is, if we say that the maximum increases based on the need, so is one person allowed to do all of it, or is one person have to stop after 5 boxes, and someone else then has to continue after the 5 boxes and can do a maximum of 5 boxes as well? Mer brings 2 stories, one with Rebbe, one with Reb Chiya, where they each went and they saw there wasn't enough room for the Talmidim. They went to the field and cleared all the bundles to make room for the Talmidim. You see that you can make as much room as needed. It's not limited to the 5. It's based on the need. If there's more need, you can do even more than 5. But there's no proof that one person can do more than 5, because Rebbe, who was a Nasi, clearly didn't schlep all the bundles by himself. He had people clear it. And it could be that he made sure that every one person didn't schlep more than 5 boxes. The Mishnah said, "Bnei Ha'orichin." Yechonah said, "You see, Achnasas Orichim is great as the mitzvah as getting up early to learn, because the Mishnah says you let a clear space for guests or for making room for Talmidim." Rav Dimi ben Ardo says even greater, because Achnasas Orichim is listed before the making room for Talmidim. Here the name of Rav says Achnasas Orichim is greater than the Kabbalah's Pesach Shchina, because we see by Avraham Avinu that he walked away from Hashem to go do Achnasas Orichim. Rav Lazar said we see how different the midas of Hashem are from midas Basav Adam, because with midas Basav Adam you can never tell someone who's greater than you, wait till I get back to you. Yet that's exactly what Avraham told the Shechina. Yehud Bashila, name of Asin, name of Yechon, and said there are 6 things that an Odom Oichel Parisim Odom Azevek can came as Loilam Haba. And they are Achnasos Orichim, Biker Choylam, Iyun Tvila, Shkomas Beis HaMedrish, Megadlo Bono Vatama Torah, and Donis Chavir Lekavs Chus. However, there's another mission that says there's only 4 things. There are Kibbet Avayim, Gmiz HaSodom, Havo HaSholem, Ben Odom HaVeira, and Talmud Torah, which is connected Kulam. It's Mashma, only 4, not 6. Mar says the 6 of Rabbi Yechon's list are really included in the 4 of the Mishnah. Bryce says someone who judges others favorably will be judged favorably himself as well. Here's the story of a person who went to work for someone else for 3 years. After 3 years, he asked for his pay, so he could return home to go to his wife and children. The boss told him, the balabas said, he has no money. So he said, pay me in produce. He said, I have none to give. He said, pay me in land. He said, I don't have any land to give you right now. He asked, pay in animals. He said, I don't have any animals. He said, give me pillows and cushions. He said, I don't even have that either. So the worker, what did he do? He took his stuff and went home depressed. A few weeks later, the balabas traveled to the worker's house with all his wages and 3 donkey loads, one of food, drinks, and different delicacies. And the boss said, when I said I didn't have any money for you, what did you think? He said, I thought you must have found an opportunity to buy cheap merchandise and spent all your money there. He said, what do you think when I said I had no animals? He said, I figured you must have rented out all your other animals to people. He said, what did you think when I said I don't have land? He said, I thought you must have given it out to sharecroppers. He said, what about when I said I don't have produce to give you? He said, I figured you must have not yet given myself from your produce. He said, what about when I told you I don't even have pillows or cushions for you? He said, I figured you must have given it to Hegdash. The boss said, I swear that that's exactly what happened. I ended up giving all my possessions to Hegdash because my son wasn't learning Torah. But now I had I was Mata Neder, and that's why now I'm able to pay you and give you all this extra. And the same way you judge me favorably, Hashem should always judge you favorably as well. Another bright brings the story of a certain chassid who redeemed a Jewish girl from the captivity. When he reached the hotel where he was spending the night with his Talmidim, he took the girl and put her into his room. In the morning, he was toivel in the mikveh, the Talmidim, before he started learning Torah, which seemed to look like maybe because he was Moitzi Zera, going out to Tfilas Ezra for Balkari. He asked Talmidim, what do you think when I put the girl into my room to sleep? They said, we thought maybe there was a Talmud among us you didn't trust, and that's why you had to protect her. And what about when you saw me go to the mikveh today? He said, we figured that you must have emitted Zera because of the exhaustion of travel. He said, I swear it's exactly what happened. Just like you judge me favorably, you should also be judged favorably. Another Bryce brings another story. Rabbi Yeshua went into the house with a certain noble woman and closed the door behind him. And he asked the after his Talmidim, what do you think? He said, we figured that you must have needed to speak to her privately about some government matters. And why do you take off? He said, what do you think when I took off my tefillin? Well, maybe you didn't want to take a davar kedusha into the room with you. And he again said the same thing. That's exactly what happened. And just as you judge me favorably, you should be judged favorably as well. Misha said, mefanim truma tahira. Truma tahira, obviously, it's not muksa. What's the problem? The Mara says, but since it's now in the hands of Yisrael, it's not in the hands of a kohen, you would think that maybe it's muksa. The Misha therefore says it's not muksa. Misha said, udamai. Dma is not fit to eat, so why is it not muksa? The Gemara says, since a person could really give away all his possessions, become an oni, and an oni is allowed to eat dmai, he can be mafker all his possessions, therefore it's considered to him that now also it's not muksa. If the Maaser Rishon gave off its truma already, so it's not muksa, what's the shaila? The Gemara says, talking about where the Levi took the Maaser before the Yisrael gave his truma gedoyla, before it was put into a pile. And the Mishnah is telling us, like a Rav who says in the name of Rish Lakish, that in this case the Levi only has to give the trumas Maaser, he does not have to give the truma gedoyla, and therefore it's not considered to be muksa. Maaser Sheni v'chulu, Kiddush over here where he did not yet give the additional chaymish, the Mishnah is teaching that the chaymish is not ma'akiv in the redemption. Trumas Hayovesh v'chulu, it's only not muksa when it's dry, but if it was still moist, it would not be edible even for animals, and therefore it would be muksa.